Yep.
Hey, all right, man. So, I probably, you know, we'll wait, you know, pause like we did.
Yeah.
And then we'll start.
What are the, remind me of the questions again.
So first one is what made you, so probably introduce yourself, a little bit, where you work, how long you've been teaching. That would be great. And I'll ask you to do that. What made you start doing video analysis? Well, that's a good voice. What made you start doing video analysis? What are the benefits you think for coaches are for doing video analysis for players? Can any coach learn this? Do you think it should be a requirement to be certified? Talk about the certification program you're currently developing. When do you expect it to be complete? What should coaches expect when they take this course? Talk about your upcoming speaking engagements. Talk about your new Instagram video chats you were doing. I'll probably say, you know, Zoom. Where can we find you on social media?
Yeah, cool.
All right. So I guess we'll just, I guess we just wait 10 minutes or 10 seconds.
Yeah. Yep.
And then, okay. So. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Match Point Tennis Podcast. This is episode 12. I'm your host, USPTA Elite Professional Nick Bennett, and I am here with Ryan Reedy from 2 Minute Tennis, and I'm extremely excited to have him on this podcast. I really think of Ryan as a mentor to me in the tennis industry, and he's, in my opinion, the leading expert on video analysis. There's nobody in the industry that I think is doing it quite like him. So today we're going to be talking about video analysis and kind of some really exciting things that he's doing. So Ryan, welcome to the podcast.
Nick, I am so excited. Excuse me. Thank you so, so much for having me.
Yeah, man, this has been a long time coming. You know, I've been following you for a couple of years, and we've kind of, I felt like, become closer friends through Instagram, and I think we talk about once a week on the phone together, which I really appreciate our time.
It's been great. No, seriously, thank you.
Yeah. So before we jump into video analysis, kind of let my listeners and your listeners know a little bit about yourself, where you work, where you're from, that sort of thing.
Sure. I grew up in central Pennsylvania, started playing tennis when I was 5. And when I was 12, when I was 12 years old, I realized, man, I really like kind of the coaching aspect of tennis. I was a pretty good junior player, but I really liked the idea of coaching and set my mind that I was going to be a tennis coach when I grew up. And when I was, I did not go to college. So 4 days after graduating from high school, I moved to about a club about an hour north of Philadelphia, Doylestown Tennis Club. About 2 hours from New York City. And 23 years later, I'm still coaching there. And I absolutely love it. I teach there 6 days a week. And I absolutely love it.
That's amazing, especially, this day and age, a lot of people do not stay very long and kind of develop a program like you do. So we're going to be talking about video analysis. And obviously, neither one of us created video analysis. And it has been around for a long time, but what made you start doing video analysis or coming up with this idea of analyzing people and trying to better the game of tennis?
Yeah, so it started really when I was young as a player. My coach, who actually is now my boss at the tennis club, he actually trained me since I was 9. And he would film us. And when I moved to Doylestown, again, outside of Philadelphia, videoing our students was something we did. And back then it was bring out the tripod, out your huge, whatever, RCA.
That shoulder camera,
oh,
right?
Oh my gosh. Nick, it was horrible. And it was clunky and it would take forever. And then we'd have to walk over to the TV with the VCR. But the results that I saw and the improvement was dramatic. And, I would say it was around 2012 when one of our members at our tennis club said, hey, have you seen this app? And it's an app called Coach's Eye. And the moment I saw the app, I said, oh my gosh, this is it. This is how I'm going to be able to, because I've always had like the entrepreneurial spirit. I mowed lawns. I once sold iced tea door to door. I'm not kidding you, on a radio flyer when I was like sixth grade. So I've always, and I've just a bunch of different businesses like that when I was little. And so I always had the entrepreneurial spirit. But once I saw this app and I was like, oh my gosh, I can help anyone in the world. And it just kept snowballing and snowballing. And it's, I believe video analysis is the absolute best way to improve a student's technique. And that's really kind of how it all happened.
Yeah. I think with the integration, I was going to ask you about that with, smartphones, the smartphones are not only for, I guess, just social media, which so many people use it for video consumption. The coach's eye, you no longer need the clunky camera, the tripod, the tape, the TV. It's all in one right in the palm of your hand. Yeah. So I've used Coach's Eye and it can be used for any sport, but yeah, I think the video quality, is outstanding and it's simple to use. And I think as coaches, that's, really important because we can get kind of, it can get kind of intimidating to try to learn new things. I'm a math teacher and trying to push new technology or new apps on teachers, without proper training or, can be very intimidating. And the more things that you have to know and the more technology based, the more things you need can really turn people off and say, I'm not going to learn all this because I it's intimidating. I don't have the time. I don't want to learn how to edit. I don't want to, do that too much. And with Coach's Eye, it seems like, for us, it's a very simple process. It's touchscreen. It's very user friendly. And I think that's a huge plus for that device.
Yeah. Another benefit with everything you just said is 100% true. And we are so used to now using our phones, using apps, the interface, they make the app so simple. But another benefit, Nick, is that people are now more accustomed to being filmed. A lot 20 years ago, when you brought out the VHS big clunky camcorder, not many people were used to being on film and seeing themselves. So you got a lot of resistance. So not only now do the coaches who are trying to use these applications and they're super simple, everyone's got a phone in their pocket, everyone's got a super high quality camera in that phone, but now the customer is much more willing to be filmed and they're not embarrassed. They're used to the process.
Yeah.
It's just a perfect environment for something like this.
Yeah. And I think with a lot of the social media apps and the way smartphones are, I remember when Apple, you would get a phone and it no longer came with an instruction manual because it was so intuitive. I think the app, and there's more apps. I know the PTR makes a PTR coaches app. That I've tried, and it's not as intuitive and user-friendly as Coach's Eye is, which obviously when new coaches are starting this process and learning how to analyze videos, you want something simple. I mean, you already have to try to learn to analyze a stroke, and we're going to get into that in a minute, but you also have to learn a new application. And so if you can make it easier, you're not going to take away from the actual analysis of the video. You're not going to be bogged down and saying, oh, I did the analysis, but now I got to spend hours trying to edit this thing. And so it's not going to be taking away from the quality, not only the quality of your analysis, but it's actually going to make it better because it's so intuitive and you're going to, you can use so many quick little features for it to make it a professional video. They're really great. And I know you've done my backhand, and it looked great. So it kind of leads me into this idea. I was watching a video on, the PTR, I was doing some educational things, and it was another guy doing video analysis. And one of the things I thought, we talked about, why would you start doing video analysis? Obviously, number one, we're talking about our players and helping them to become better. And I think you always end with, play better tennis. And I think video analysis is a great way for a visual learner to understand what maybe they'd be doing wrong. And some of the things they're actually doing right. I think we get bogged down in sometimes saying too many things they need to improve on. But I want to get your thoughts on this. And I guess, you know, we'll talk about the benefits for the coaches. Why do video analysis? But I think, and I want your opinion on this, why, you know, when I look at you and I talking about looking at someone's strokes without video analysis, I think in the tennis industry, there's so many ways to interpret someone's swing, right?
100%.
And I think one of the things is that I can look at as someone's forehand, you can look at someone's forehand, and we could come up with two completely different ideas. And one of us, we both could be right, one of us could be right, and one of us could be wrong. What can video analysis do to help that?
Well, first, video analysis takes out all opinion, because so many players who I coach, before I ever film them, this will be their very first lesson, Nick, and they'll come on the court and I'll say, hey, what brought you in to take a lesson? What would you like to improve? What would you like to do? And they said, well, I really want you to help me with my backhand. And then they'll say something like, let me show you the grip I use. And I'll let them explain to me what grip they use. But in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, there's a 90% chance they're actually unaware of the grip. And not because they aren't as smart as a coach, but it's kind of like if we have broccoli in our teeth, we don't know. Like we don't know what we look like and what we are actually doing. And so, right, it's like, you know, your mom used to say, you know, get your shoulders back, put your head up, get good posture. Like you don't realize what you look like 100% of the time. And right off the bat, video analysis for both coaches and players takes all opinion out, and it actually allows you to see what the student is doing if you're a coach in slow motion, but then it also as a player lets you see what you actually look like, because most players, and I've done many stories on Instagram with questions asking, have you ever seen yourself on video? Nick, mm-hmm. I've asked this question at least a half dozen times, and that's not just like a saying. Like I would say it's probably 10 times that I've asked this question. Have you ever seen yourself on video? It is always around 55% of the respondents, and I get hundreds of responses. 55% of the time, the person answers no. And so more than half of tennis players have never seen their strokes. And so we have to make sure that they coaches like mentioned how coaches would see different things. What's important to understand about technique and about video analysis is what we want to do is we want to take away the commonalities of pro technique from pro to pro. And so I love analogies. And I tell people, look, if you saw Roger Federer and you saw Rafael Nadal walking down the street, you would not, you know, misidentify one of them. You wouldn't be like, wait, is that Federer and is that Nadal? Like, you would know who it is. But if you took away all their skin, all their hair, all their muscle, everything, and all you saw were two skeletons going down the street, and one of them was Nadal and one of them was Federer, you couldn't tell the difference. What I believe is the best way to analyze technique on video is to come up with a way of creating a foundation in your mind of what the, like a skeleton, what's the best skeleton to build for a tennis player? Not worrying about the quote unquote signature of their swing and what makes them unique, but actually the basic bones and structure. And so doing it in slow motion, taking your time, looking at the backswing and then the drop and then the contact point and then the follow through and understanding the similarities of all the pros rather than trying to look at the idiosyncrasies and the signatures. If you can just understand as a coach for your students and as a player for yourself, what foundational points you should have in each stroke. Then when you film yourself, you can check to see if you actually have those foundational you know, state, you know, yeah. points to actually build your game around.
And you're kind of referring, I would think in this case, you're kind of referring to those checkpoints. Like we all have commonalities, you know, a good forehand needs X, Y, and Z, everybody's. And you're going to have some differences. Everybody has it. We're all different. You're going to have your own little style, but there's some basic foundational fundamental things that they need in order to have a proper, a good forehand or a good backhand.
And Nick, it's just like, sorry, but it's just like handwriting. I mean, literally when we're in kindergarten, they force us to have the same handwriting as the person next to us. They give us the dotted lines and we have to trace. Yep. I mean, it's literally, they are teaching you to be identical to everyone else. Then as you
and then as you get older,
it's still English or it's still Spanish or it's still French, whatever language the listener speaks, it's still the correct language and the letters are within the range of acceptability so that we understand what the person's trying to say. And I'm just trying to use an analogy here.
I feel
that too many players are trying to copy their favorite player's strokes, which is like trying to copy someone's signature. We want to let our signature shine through because that's who we are naturally, and only copy the basic bones and structure. But people are like, can you, I do Instagram posts and I'll get people sending me videos. Hey, can you teach me the Shapovalov jump backhand or how flat and across Kyrgios's backhand is. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to teach you that. That's like literally saying, you know what? Oprah Winfrey signs her name like this, so I'm going to copy that too. It's like, it just doesn't work that way. No one teaches us our signature and no one should teach us the signature of our swing, just the basic building blocks of that swing.
Right. No, that's great information. I like the analogy having, you know, there's an acceptable range on the forehands and backhands. I think sometimes as coaches, we try to get too perfect, with it. And there's got to be an acceptable range because we're all a little bit different. We all have different athleticism, different gifts that we have, and that all plays a part. There's so many different, you know, environmental factors that can go into how kids turn out. And so what I wanted to talk about, and this was interesting talking about, you know, is this, you know, I think we both agree, should this be a requirement to be certified as a USPTA or PTR professional? Now, I know that one of the biggest problems, we finally let you talk to this, is that both organizations, to some extent, depending on the certification you get with the PTR, you have to analyze strokes. They will come out and demonstrate, here's a proper stroke, here's the mistake, find the cause and fix it. And they always talk about finding the cause, the root problem, right? There's a root cause, and don't look for, you know, an after effect. Maybe they have the wrong grip and their racket face is open on contact and you'd say, oh, it's an open racket face, close it. Well, that's not the problem. Maybe the problem's in the backswing, maybe the problem's in the grip. Okay. I want you to talk a little bit about that because I think, and I know that we do a poor job of teaching pros how to analyze strokes. Do you want to just kind of address that? I know maybe you can maybe summarize that a little bit.
Sure. I think that long ago, the tennis industry missed a golden opportunity to embrace a Hall of Fame coach named Vic Braden. I think the tennis industry, there's a saying, the tennis industry misses Vic Braden and the tennis industry missed Vic Braden.
Yeah.
He was really the first one back in the 60s and 70s to use high-speed analysis with Vijay Armitage and Chris Everett to actually look. I mean, he would get cherry pickers and he would film from 20 feet in the air looking at a top aerial view of Chris Everett's serve and Vijay Armitage's serve and who's the Roscoe Tanner's serve.
Yep.
And there just doesn't seem to be a foundational understanding of technique the way Vic Braden understood. And it's Vic Braden information is what I grew up on since I was 9 years old. And it's such a basic way to hit a tennis ball. I feel like there's not enough of a standard of a curve. I shouldn't say correct. I should say a swing that there's no such thing as a right or wrong swing. There's just a swing that takes more adjustment or a swing that takes less adjustment. A grip that requires more adjustments and athleticism and timing, and a grip that takes less. I think tennis needs to get back to a more foundational standpoint of technique rather than just kind of saying, hey, I mean, because a lot of, let's be honest, the certifications, if they fail you, they don't get their dues, right? And so if you don't get certified, they lose a dues paying member. So there is kind of a situation where they don't want to hurt their pocket. I'm not blaming them. I'm just saying that's the situation it's in. I just think that there isn't the standard. I know the PTR is the progressions all the way back to Vandermeer, but there has to be, in my opinion, a better foundational standpoint where the technique is actually built on the three pillars, which is the laws of physics, the dimensions of the court, and the biomechanics of the body. And the tennis court is almost three times longer than it is wide. But yet you see these kids swinging from right to left when these big open stance swings, you know, falling on their back foot, and they can't go forward to the net. And it just seems like it's all about flash and looking cool and big forehand, big serve, rather than teaching, go to the net, be an all court player. I think that's kind of where tennis needs to go back to. But it's what I am currently embracing at the moment with what I teach.
It's a race for, you know, the different colored balls.
And I think,
in my opinion, you know, now the certifications for both organizations are changing substantially in the next year. But when I took some of these certifications, even through the PTR, there was a big emphasis on coaching. You have to know the material. They do talk about checkpoints with the forehands, the backhands, and you learn that with the adult tennis, not the 10 and under type things. In the USPTA, they also do, you have a stroke analysis that you have to do in the final testing. But I found, you know, that I was, as a teaching pro, I was grossly unprepared. I had a guy I worked for. Nobody ever taught me how to analyze a stroke. I would just watch him like, okay, yep, you're hitting this. And, you know, I'd be the comment, oh, yeah, like I said earlier, your racket face is open, or you're late on the ball. And it's like, gosh, you know, I don't know what I'm talking about. And, you know, I did a conference in Indiana about a month and a half ago before all this went down with COVID-19. And I did a serve. You and I talked about the serve progression, and it was a basic serve progression for beginning high school players. And so at the end of the conference, I demonstrated three very common errors. And the first one I remember is I'm a right-handed server. So I moved my left foot back. So I tossed the ball. I moved it deliberately back, and then I moved it really far forward and served. And I would say that 90%, I had about 70 coaches in there. I would probably guess that maybe four of them saw what I did. They could see it. And I'm like, what's my issue? And then we corrected the problem. And then I did something else. And then I did another one. One of them was a different grip. The continental grip, the Eastern forehand grip. And I was amazed. And I asked a show of hands, how many people there had ever been taught how to analyze a stroke or a serve? And only maybe one person, two people at the most, raised their hand. And yet that's almost what all of coaching is. You have to be able to analyze a stroke. You have to be able to look at, say, something, diagnose it, fix it, like you said, with progressions, right? Back them up a few, or regressions in that case, fix something, and then progress them forward and try to help them improve. And we do a huge disservice in the industry that very few people are helping other coaches besides yourself learn how to do this, and also learn how to do it in an affordable way, which brings me to your big thing that you're talking about, that you've been working on a while, and you've let me preview some of which I'm really thankful to do. Talk about what you're doing with video analysis, because you're taking it a step further than any other coach that I know. It's not only, you're not just giving subscriptions to see your video analysis. What are you doing with video analysis?
So about 3 years ago, I started my own video analysis business where I'm helping players all around the world improve their own technique. And I've created it into a situation now where one to two times a day, I'm making videos for students all around the world, and that it, which is helping my business, right? But it's also helping them enjoy the game more. And back in September, I thought I need to create a certification that teaches coaches how to do what I'm doing, from understanding the technique and the checkpoints and actually how to analyze every shot in tennis, but also how to edit those videos, how to send the videos to those, you know, because you can't just send an analysis video to someone, especially if it's too long. Some of my video lessons I do for people are an hour long. You know, what apps mm-hmm. to use, how to market yourself on social media to start the business. So I am in the middle of creating the 2-Minute Tennis video analysis certification, which will actually tell the world that you are certified to analyze technique. You know how the production of that video is, because mm-hmm. Yes, these apps are simple, but it's still nice to have somebody walk you through the process of how to splice yeah. two videos together in iMovie and how to upload it to Dropbox and send it to a customer. And so, go ahead.
Sorry, we've done that. You've helped me. You've given me some different apps to use when I was trying to use iMovie, because I'm not familiar with it and it was frustrating. So I'm lucky I have you to help me with that. So sorry.
Yeah. And there. You know, this actually has, over the past few weeks, because of COVID-19, I couldn't work on my certification because I can't go out and do my filming. So I thought, how can I help coaches now? Because I wanted to get that certification out by the summer. I don't think that's going to happen now, because mm-hmm. I don't know the next time I'm going to be able to step out onto a tennis court. So mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago, from the time of this airing of this podcast, I decided, why not create small closed Zoom classes for 10 or fewer coaches on the weekends, where I get coaches from all around the world. And I have a 1.5 hour, two and a half hour class where I walk them step-by-step through the process. I share my screen. It's like a screen share. So everyone in the class gets to watch me actually do a side-by-side comparison of a real student I just did a video analysis on 2 weeks ago. And then I walk them, and it's on the serve, which is, the serve is the most common stroke players ask to have analyzed. I would say half of all the video lessons I do are on the serve. So if a coach wants yeah. to start a video stroke analysis business where players are sending them, and in this day and age, you don't have to be on a tennis court to teach a tennis lesson. People are just no. would love the opportunity to get world-class coaching, because we take it for granted that maybe we live in an area where, you know, this coach is great and she's amazing, but there are 8 billion people, and tennis is a super popular sport in the world. And so players really want the guidance. And so the serve is mm-hmm. such a powerful stroke to understand how to analyze, because you're instantly marketing yourself to half the tennis players, at least in the world, because everyone wants a better serve. And so these Zoom yeah. classes so, that I'm doing, it's a $50 class at the moment of this podcast. It's a $50 class. I walk them through step by step. I show them the apps. I literally, in front of them, show how to edit the apps in the class. And already I have had no fewer than 4 coaches who I've helped in the past 2 weeks send me videos direct me to the video they've already posted on Instagram. The one coach said, oh my gosh, I'm making tons of videos now for all of my students and their parents, and the parents are loving it. I mean, it's unreal.
Yeah.
One guy today who just took the class 2 weeks ago, Nick, said that he made a 21-minute video analysis for one of his students, and the parents were blown away by it. And he said, I would never have known how to do any of this stuff if I hadn't taken the class.
Now, how can they, so, and I think there's a lot of things I think you do that are revolutionary. I think the video analysis, you didn't start, but I think you've taken it to the next level. And by putting that certification together, you're really one of the few people, you might be the only one that I know of that are actually looking to help coaches. You're not just a coach where, you know, I've seen other video analysis sites where you go pay, you know, $29 a month or $19.99 a month to see their video analysis of the pros and this and that so you can learn. You're actually saying, look, I'm going to teach you how to do this, because I think that's the idea. It's like you have a few coaches doing video analysis out there, and they're probably really smart, but they're not really teaching people how to analyze video. Yes, you can watch enough and learn some things, but actually, you know, watching someone analyze stuff and say, hey, that makes sense, and all of a sudden having to do it on your own, those are two totally different things. And I know that, you know, I've done about 40% of your class online. I know it's not released, but it kind of gives me a sneak preview, so I'm privy to that. And, you know, we talk about it, and you know, as a teacher, you know, I try to give you advice, solicited or not. But I've learned when I started taking and doing your video analysis classes, looking at the forehand, you know, I show you, I take pictures, I took pictures and send you the notes that I take on your videos. So I have a Ryan, you know, a 6-point checklist for the forehand, the serve, and I sit and watch your videos, pause them and take note. You know, as an educator, you know, I record math videos for people all the time, and I have a website with that. The power of the pause feature is great. I noticed right away after I was looking at forehands or serves, I started picking up on things and seeing things on the tennis court that I hadn't seen before. Like, and it was amazing. I thought, because I was starting to learn and watch multiple players' serves or multiple players' forehands, and then, you know, watching those slow motion, it's like I'm starting to pick up on things. Sometimes I didn't see them normally. Like, oh, hey, look, my kids, a lot of my tennis kids, my high school girls are dropping the racket face way too early and letting that left hand come off the racket. And I have those videos. And you talked about that other guy. I think for high school coaches, it can be as simple as, and I've done this, I filmed almost all my high school girls before the season got canceled, and I'm going through and analyzing the strokes that I have for them right now, free of charge. I'm like, hey, here's your forehand. Here's your serve. This is what I think you should improve on. And so I think there's a market there right away. If you're a coach, you have players you could do this for right away. And so the next question is, you've done a couple of these things on Saturdays. If a coach is interested, how do they get a hold of you?
They can definitely email me, ryan@2minutetennis.net, and it's the number 2 numeric. They can reach out to me on Instagram. My handle is 2minutetennis_. They can reach out to me on TikTok, YouTube, LinkedIn, but mainly email or the Instagram.
And we'll make sure that, you know, I'll put those descriptions, put those in the link in the descriptions below for everybody. On a side note, I'll ask you, and this is kind of out of the blue. If for those coaches, let's say they couldn't get into the first webinar where you did kind of a tutorial you said on like Coach's Eye, are those going to be possibly made available for purchase?
So
online?
Most likely not. I'm going to keep each class kind of separate with each person, just because everyone's asking questions and they're kind of divulging information a little bit about some of students they have. And they say, hey, I have this one student. So I wouldn't want to, with each group, for instance, this coming weekend, I just had my 7th person sign up for the class, actually, just as I was getting onto this podcast. A coach from Canada, and I'm
I'll be on that podcast on too, yep. or I'll yeah, be I'm on excited. That Zoom.
And there, I make a closed group with everyone. And so the great thing is, if you do the Zoom class, I don't just do the Zoom class with you and then you're done. I'm constantly, mm-hmm. and it's so much fun, answering all the questions. Hey, how do you do a side-by-side comparison? Or, hey, why is the side-by-side comparison straight up and down? I want it to be left and right. You know, hey, explain to me again how to upload to Dropbox from Coach's Eye. You know, simple questions. So what's great is I create a closed group in Instagram direct message where we're all bouncing ideas off each other, supporting each other. And so it's just an absolute blast.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, for us, it's collaboration, you know, you and I collaborate all the time. There's so many things I've learned from you. I think I've gotten more than I've given. But I think, you know, there's so many times where we bounce ideas off each other. Hey, what do you think about this? Or what do you think about that? Or, you know, and it's been a wonderful, wonderful thing. And I think as tennis pros, that's the only way we can grow. And I think sometimes in our industry, I think we can be very selfish and think that we may know everything. Hey, I'm a USPTA certified pro, so I know what I'm talking about. I know how to coach. And I think that's a dangerous slope I think we find ourselves in. And I think you're seeing that that's kind of been devastating to our industry. And we wonder why, American tennis isn't so much, you know, I guess, better. Because we have a lot of people on there that think they know what they're doing and don't want to collaborate and don't want to learn and don't want to get better. And that's a huge issue, which I think the USPTA and the PTR are trying to address in the next coming, the 2021 year, where you're going to see some massive changes to the certification process. And I wish, you know, for me, I wish video analysis, more video analysis would be a part of that. And I think what you're doing is just next level. There's no one out there doing it like you. And I think that's a really great thing. So I just wanted to thank you for your time. I think this has been a great episode for people to think about video analysis. And I'll put all your information below in the description. And so if you guys want to reach out to him, Instagram at 2minutetennis_, and we'll get that information into the description below. And I guarantee if you start doing video analysis, like Ryan said, you will not play better tennis. Well, you'll play better tennis, but you'll also be a better coach. So
Nick,
Ryan,
thank you so much. I hope I can come back on.
Oh yeah, man, it was a blast. Take care.